This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 147. Today, CJ and I are going to cover some news and also talk about our plans for the Microsoft Ignite Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, recorded live September the 13th, 2016. Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Microsoft Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, and the competitive landscape and related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Andrew Connell.
And I'm Chris Johnson.
Send us a tweet either to the show at MS Cloud Show or to Andrew at Andrew Connell.
Or Chris at LoungeflyZ.
As we'd love to connect with you. We're just two dudes telling you how we see it. The Microsoft Cloud Show is sponsored by Valid NL. Valid is a Microsoft Gold partner whose mission is to enable its customers to excel in their business through the innovative use of technology. Valid is always on the lookout for consultants, architects, and engineers. Do you know Azure? Business Intelligence and Analytics, .NET, Office 365, or SharePoint, look them up on valid.nl. Good morning, CJ. How's it going?
Very well. How are you, man?
Man, doing good. We are busy, busy, busy.
Isn't it a wild time of the year?
It really is, man. What have you been up to?
Oh, man, we have got the ship burn.
S-H-I-P, right?
Yes, sorry, yes. Ship, as in the thing that should be sailing.
Not like you had like hot wings last night or anything like that.
No, not like that. We are crunching towards Ignite for Hyperfish, so we've got a big launch coming up, and we're in the last couple of weeks of that, and so anybody that's ever shipped any software knows that it all comes flying in at the last minute with a bunch of things. Well, usually comes flying in at the last minute with a bunch of things, and things are looking really good, don't get me wrong, but there's always a million things to do and not enough time. So that's my life right now.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, it's I've noticed you've seen pictures of you checked in on, or pictures from the office on Facebook. Like, look how beautiful a day it is. I'm like, that's from your desk at the office. I know where you sit.
Yeah, working through the weekends and stuff. Yep.
All good, man.
It's a good burn, though. It's not like one of those ones that you can't use an ointment on.
Oh, man, it's exciting. So I'm definitely happy for you. And, you know, cross your fingers, everything goes well going through the launch. And we'll definitely talk a little bit more about that in just a minute, too.
Yeah, for sure. How about you? How are things?
Doing good, man. I'm thrilled that the football season has started again here in the United States, the college football and pro football. I'm not very happy about my fantasy football teams. I've got five leagues, and each one of the leagues, we play two games a week. And I think I went 3-7 this week. So I'm very unhappy, and I've taken quite, as someone who talked quite a bit of smack in the little league that you and I share, I've taken quite the beating and I need to shut up for a little while.
Oh, you have nothing to worry about. I am showing the way in terms of newbiness, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's all good though, man. On the work side, I mean, I'm working on a little proof of concept project that I'll hopefully launch in the next month or two. And it's all like microservice based using Docker, and had to looked at using some cool technology to implement some stuff that I hadn't played with before, using stuff called gRPC and protobufs. And I actually got a blog post or two that I'll push out in the next few weeks about that, maybe after Ignite once all the stuff dies down. But it's just cool. Just good stuff, man. Just getting productive and staying busy.
Yeah, nice.
So
lots of fun. Man,
we have got a packed show today. We've got a couple things that we want to cover here, but we have some news because there's been a lot of big news that's come out in the last week or two. And then we also want to share with everybody, talk to a little bit about our plans for the Ignite conference in Atlanta at the end of September. So we're going to do the news stuff kind of quick and rapid fire. And just keep in mind, if you want more details on any of this news, if you're listening to us, we're going to have links up on our in the show notes, so you'll see all of these things. So let me fire them off pretty quick. I'm going to start with looking at outside of Microsoft and all the competitors here. And we're going to go in like a reverse chronological order here. So first one here is I've got a link from the CIO.com where Microsoft has won the battle for Boeing in a war with AWS. So Boeing has chosen Azure as their decision to run its aviation analytics applications on Azure, as AWS was also in the running for this. So the idea here is that the choice was based largely on Microsoft's willingness to help it develop the applications to serve its 300 airline customers, which are starved for ways to optimize fuel efficiency and better manage fleets.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice win for them. You know, they lost against Spotify and a couple of others to Google and things. So it's nice to see them get a big win on the cards and have it make a bit of noise for them.
Yeah, exactly. Another one here is that Google and Box have decided to partner to transfer work in the cloud. So on the Google for Work blog, they announced that they have a partnership with Box to power collaboration and productivity for business of all sizes. As part of the partnership, Box is going to integrate with Google Docs and Google Springboard to deliver a seamless experience for working with collaboration in the cloud. This smells a lot like the whole Dropbox and Office 365 integration that we got about a year or two ago.
It certainly does. And I can't help but think that, you know, Box is dying a slow death and it's partnering to try and stay alive. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but they're partnering with everybody and anybody right now. And hopefully it'll work out for them, but we'll see. Actually, that news about the whole partnership with Google came out right after Peggy Johnson, who's like the lead person from Microsoft on business development and things like that, left the keynote stage with Aaron Levy. So Aaron posted a selfie with Peggy from Microsoft on his Twitter account. And then right after that, the announcement about their partnership with Google came out. So that was a little bit of a slap in the face to Microsoft, I think, because they've been pretty tight with Microsoft on Office integration and all that sort of stuff in the iOS applications with Box and stuff like that. So kind of interesting news. But yeah, I feel like they're partnering with anybody and anybody that can help them at this point.
Hey, actually, going on that theme, speaking of circling the drain.
I wouldn't go that far. I hope they work it out. But anywho.
Yeah. Well, this one, maybe I might have gone a little too far with this because I actually read this. This is based, that comment I just made was based on a lot of feedback or a lot of reactions that I got from people on Facebook and Twitter for this next one, that, hey, OpenText has acquired. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Oh, dude, what are you? You're making me cry with laughter. Sorry, go ahead. I know what's coming.
So this past week, on September the 12th, actually yesterday, Dell is in the middle of an acquisition with EMC for VMware and EMC. They're doing a huge big merger of the two companies of Dell and EMC. And what they've done is they've taken Documentum and the entire enterprise content division, including Documentum from EMC, and they sold them off to OpenText. Now, I say they sold this, for $1.62 billion. And I say that whole thing about circling the drain because I think that the comment that I constantly got, I saw from people saying stuff on Facebook and Twitter when this news came out was something along the lines of the fact that enterprise content management, like stuff that goes to OpenText, that's where stuff goes to die, it seems. They don't do anything with it. So
yeah, I was going to say OpenText is like the, air hosts and airline hostesses of United, you know, it seems like that's where airline staff go to die. And I can't help but think that this is the same with content management solutions.
I think we have sufficiently lost our OpenText contingent on this show.
Yeah. If anybody wants to come on the show and talk us out of this, feel free. But it just, we'll entertain all offers, but I don't know why I find this so amusing, but I really do.
I'm laughing my ass off on this one too. I'm sorry.
I mean, I know there are a lot of customers that use this stuff and they all hate it. I have not come across anybody that swears by it. So maybe we'll be proven wrong. And maybe I'm just in a bit of a funny mood about this one. But yeah, we'll see. I just saw that news and I was like, wow, that's
telling.
Kiss that goodbye. Yeah.
It was funny too. Along that, I was listening to some recaps from VMworld I think VMworld happened a week or two ago. And the big takeaway that one analyst said, he's like, you know, I think that VMworld had absolutely nothing to show. It was a very boring conference, but they basically wanted to just stand up there and say, we're not dead. We're not dead. I mean, go figure, Dell's involved in both of those things. I just found that really interesting, but anyway.
Yeah, well, they've managed to identify something that is making them money right now, but is probably not going to make them money long-term, so they've ejected it out of their business.
Yeah. Okay, so let's switch over to the non-competitive side. Let's talk about, or not the, the non-competitor side.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some Microsoft news real quick here. So first of all, leading into Ignite, Microsoft is holding something called the Data Science Summit. It's going to be on September the 26th and 27th at the Omni Hotel and CNN Center in Atlanta. There's a couple of keynote speakers. There's a bunch of feature speakers as well. I got a bunch of stuff like breakout sessions and instructor-led and self-paced labs. There's an innovation keynote by Satya and just a bunch of different content here about people doing like BI stuff, things about behind the scenes with Cortana Intelligence and Lowe's HoloLens, kitchen design, building smarter apps with cognitive services APIs, data science for everybody, et cetera. There's a bunch of stuff with that, both around advanced analytics and machine learning, big data solutions.
Yeah, it's on site at Ignite, I think, right? It's alongside it somewhere. And so I think there's a whole bunch of the shared stuff like expo floor and all that, but sessions are separate. And you can't go to those sessions without a Data Summit pass.
Yeah. So they were offering it to Ignite attendees to where you could upgrade for a single day pass for this, but that's now sold out. That was at $500. But now you can do both full days is $600. So it's interesting little addition there.
Yeah, they're also holding a Pocket Protectors Anonymous conference right next door.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh my God. This is a fun show. Yeah. It's going to get even better. Another thing too, hey, this will be fun. So a bit of fun, a great news here is that Microsoft also announced the preview for the admin experience for Azure AD in the quote new Azure portal, which it's not really new because it's 2 years old now, but in the Ibiza portal, the Black and the Blade portal and everything, it's that we now have the Azure AD is now showing up in the portal. So that's
Goal!
I wish we had that. We got that on video, but man, CJ's like running back and forth across this crazy stuff.
I mean, seriously, this is like 3 years late.
About damn
2 years
category.
Late. I mean, how long did the old new portal come out? How long ago was that? 2 years?
2 years ago.
And we still have to use the old classic portal to get to Azure AD until like yesterday.
Yep. What? I'm right there with you, man.
Beep. That is first up, ridiculous. Second up, absurd. And third, oh my God, really?
Yeah. But hey, it's there now. We got it. No more complaining.
What's the one thing every Azure subscription has in it?
AD.
Yeah. What's the last thing that ended up in the portal? AD.
there were three things you still had to go to the old portal for. One was it management certs and management certs
management
like subscription management?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pricing and historical pricing and stuff. You had to get that from the old portal.
Gotcha.
And Azure AD. So we've gotten one of them's gone, but 2 years later. Anyway, that's cool. That was a good bit of news. Another one that we got here is that SharePoint has announced they have webhooks. They now have announced a developer preview so that through the SharePoint REST APIs, you can now subscribe to webhooks to get notified about things updating and stuff and kind of like the way we used to do remote event receivers. But this way, they call out to you when things change, and it's just a notification that you can go reach back in and get anything done. So,
yeah, I was really confused about why this wasn't in the graph to begin with. They're saying, you know, first it goes into SharePoint, then it goes into the graph afterwards. Yeah, that's the order you chose to do it, and I get that. But for me, it's like if you go to graph.microsoft.com, it says one API to rule them all, except in the case of SharePoint.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the shit, Kate, no, I'm just kidding. I can't do that again.
I thought you were going to say SharePoint just got sold to OpenText.
Oh, man, that's no. I wasn't going to go there.
Things are not getting that bad. Yeah.
So here's one that I put this up on Facebook, and I made a genuine comment that I'm genuinely interested to see how well this plays out. And to me, it's going to be more interesting to see how it plays out in the small business, but two different ways. One, small business or independence, and then the enterprise sector. So Microsoft is reportedly working on a Slack competitor. I'm wondering if we're going to see this at Ignite. I guess is that we might if it leaked already. But yeah, The Verge has got an article here that shows that Microsoft is working on a Slack competitor, but it's coming from within, what's it called, like Skype Teams or something?
Skype Teams, yeah. I'm pretty sure this used to be called Skype X. It was like I think that was the code name for it. Anyway, but yeah, it's been a long time in development and it got leaked. And there's a couple of screenshots, and it looks like screenshots from Microsoft's use of Skype Teams. And so the poor who's got his photo in the top left is probably having a really bad week. But yeah, it looks very, very similar to Slack, right? It's conversations. It's threaded conversations as well, which, you know, really modern and things like that. But for me, like, this is really confusing to the market. I get that there's a need for this kind of experience. Don't get me wrong. Like 100% get the need. Totally confused about why it's done with a new thing from Skype. Why it's not an Office 365 groups experience with Skype layered in, stuff like that. But maybe we don't have the entire picture yet.
And that's the part that I think that I put something up on Facebook, and anybody I'm friends with on Facebook, you would have, I'm sure that you would have seen the epic, you know, going back and forth between some people at Microsoft and independents. But I'm with you. The thing, I get that companies need this because there's been, some companies have an issue with the way that Slack stores their data and saying it's really private and secure and blah, blah, blah. But, and I get that you want to be able to have this kind of a Slack-like experience within your enterprise organization and own all the data and wrap it in IRM and DRM and all that kind of stuff. The part that I'm with you, the part that I think is really confusing is that the same division out of Microsoft is the same one that now gives us Skype for instant messaging, essentially, and video chat, gives us Yammer for apparently conversations, but that's one thing it gives us is conversations and groups. We have Office 365 groups, which also has, wait for it, conversations and file storage and stuff, which is done by OneDrive. But the conversations are all done over email. They're not part of Yammer. And now we have Skype Teams, which is going to be like a chat experience and kind of seems like a little bit of the conversations piece that we have from groups, kind of a little bit like email, kind of a little bit like Yammer, but it's a little bit more chatty, kind of like IM. So to me, I'm not saying that this isn't needed, but to me, it's just that we've got one division putting this shotgun approach of a bunch of different stuff out. I get that the old school Microsoft used to be like the Bill Gates of, I'm going to let a couple teams work on stuff and whoever is the winner is the one that's going to win.
These are teams within the same division. That used to be cross-division fighting quite regularly, right?
But it wasn't five or six different things. It was usually two things,
and
right?
And usually something would get put out of its misery before it was released.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have it on good authority that we don't have the entire picture on this one. So I'm looking for more news on it at Ignite. I managed to sit down with somebody much closer to this than we are these days, and they explained that they were having a chuckle at that Facebook thread and that there's more to it than meets the eye. So it's a bit TBD. I think there's more to come out on this. We'll see.
Yeah. I would love to sit down with someone. If you listen to the show here, I don't know who to ask about this, right? But maybe you do because you talked to one person. Of course, I don't want to put that person on the spot here on the show by name, but you're anonymous. I would love to sit down and talk to you at Ignite and talk a little bit about what this is and explain how this is, how you position this between all those different other options that are out there. Again, I'm not complaining about this. I love Slack. I'm curious to see what they do here, but I'm simply just curious how you position it because it is a little, of course, it leaks. And so it sucks because they're not ready to talk about it yet, but let's just wait and see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think there's definitely a desire for this sort of experience, not four of them. And definitely in the enterprise, which Slack seems to be having a few issues with. So anyway, we'll see.
Cool. All right. Let's transition a little bit to talking about Ignite. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting exciting.
Man, we have got some plans. So as you hear this in your earbuds.
We've got stickers.
Yeah.
What else do we need to mention?
Holy moly. So I went through, you and I talked about this. I was like, yeah, what the heck? We need to put stickers on our laptops. And so you and I talked about it. And I was like, let's just go find one of the logos that we already have. And let's go to Sticker Mule and let's upload it and get a proof and see how they look. Well, sure enough, what do? We got, I spent a couple bucks and we got 100 stickers. So I got two little 50 packs here and they show up on a Friday night or last Friday in my mailbox. I go check it. My daughter and I were doing a daddy-daughter date night. Stop by there. Of course, part of daddy-daughter date night is checking daddy's email or daddy's work mail. Get two stacks of stickers. I put them in my hand, take a picture of it, post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter. And all I get is people saying, I want one. I want one. I want one. I'm like, oh, hey, people actually want these things.
Hold them up to the webcam for a second. I'm just going to tweet a picture. Oh, man, that's scary. Love your work.
It's a glasses day, man. Sorry. So, yes, we got these stickers here. They're about 3 or 4 inches by 3 or 4 inches, something like that. And we're gonna have them at Ignite. Now, I only bought 100 of them initially. And based on the response that we got, CJ and I are like, we need more. So now we've got about 500 stickers now. And the goal is to walk away from Ignite with almost none, really none of them. So I want, and I don't mean like we're throwing them out and watching people, you know, shuffle them into the trash. But Hey, if you see us, CJ and I will have stickers on hand. We'll happily give them out. We love to see them on people's, put them on your laptops, put them on stuff that, you know, people are going to be able to see it. We are trying to get the word out more about the show. We got great listeners and we just like to reach out to more because there's a lot of people who don't know what we're doing and we get a lot of good feedback. So I will tell you that based on the response that we got from the stickers, I am personally, I know CJ shares this as well, I was absolutely flattered and humbled by the people who were so thrilled about wanting to get stickers and put them on their laptops and help share the news about the podcast. So sincere from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. It really means a lot. And we're looking forward to sharing this with everybody at the show. Now, the other thing, do you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be awesome fun.
Cool. And we'll have them with us. You know, you'll see, we'll have probably these stickers in our backpacks and stuff so that if you see us at another conference, or I know some people who aren't going to be at Ignite or going to, like, say, the MVP Summit or other conferences, and they're like, hey, I want one. How can we get one of those? I'm like, you know, it's just if you buy us a coffee or, you know, bring me an Xbox game, I'll give you a sticker. I'm kidding. I'll give it to you for free. I really want Azure credits. Anyway, so
if you come on a show and talk to us about Documentum, you can have a sticker.
I'll give you a brick of these stickers if you talk to us about Documentum.
There you go.
In a positive way. So CJ and I, we have a bunch of plans for Ignite. So CJ is going to be at Ignite because he's there as Hyperfish as a silver sponsor. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Silver sponsor. Yeah. Yep. And we've got a big booth there.
They got a big booth there. So they're going to be, you're right down, and it's a great place to stop by because who's one of your neighbors is?
We've got Caligo close by. Docker is close by.
That's right.
Harman IE is close by. There's a few, yeah.
I'm looking for one of my goals of Ignite. This is a really stupid goal. I want to get a Docker swarm and an Azure sticker for my laptop.
Oh, you set the bar high, buddy.
Oh yeah, it is. Well, I was the high bars. I want to get a Hyperfish sticker. My kids and my wife actually took the Hyperfish stickers you gave me and they stuck them on their laptops and their stuff. So now I don't even have one.
Nice. I'll get you a Hyperfish T-shirt.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I will wear it.
Nice.
All right. So here's some of the stuff that we're planning on doing the week of Ignite. Now, what I'll tell you first before we go out and before we start sharing this with you is that during the week of the conference, CJ and I are, well, CJ is going to be focused primarily on Hyperfish and he's going to join me as much as he can. I'm going to Ignite just for the podcast and to cover the show as part of the media. So I've got a media pass and you'll see, I'm going to talk about the keynote and I have some access that I get special access to the keynote and to some embargoed stuff, finding out about stuff before the conference that can talk about once it's been announced. Now, there's a lot of stuff that we have to share with you guys. And what I would say is if you want to really stay on top of what's going on, the best place to do it is to three different things you can do. Is that first, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or subscribe to our email list. And all of that stuff, you just go to microsoftcloudshow.com and go straight to our site. You'll see the links for all those things at the bottom of the page. We'll push all that stuff out. I'm going to try and do something with the email to where if you subscribe to the email, you're going to get an email soon about where you can opt in to all the Ignite news so that people who are not at Ignite and don't want to get all the news don't have to get flooded with it and decide that they want to unsubscribe from the mailing list. So I'll give you a way to be able to opt into it if you want to get to that stuff. We'll set a special campaign or something to send that stuff out. But CJ and I have got a couple things here that are going to be fun here. So first of all, one of the things that we're going to do, we're obviously going to have stickers and post them out. But one thing that CJ and I will do is that we'll do it at least once, maybe a couple times, is that we're going to go on either using Periscope on Twitter for the podcast or using Facebook Live and or probably doing both of them. To broadcast from, not from our personal accounts, but from the podcast itself, walking the expo floor and kind of seeing different vendors that are there and running into people and talking to different vendors about what they're doing and maybe offer our thoughts just really off the cuff and see what's going on. Yeah. So you want to see what, you know, you want to know when we plan on doing that. Again, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We'll broadcast it out. And we'll try and grab the videos as well after the fact. We have a YouTube channel now as well. If you just look for Microsoft Cloud Show, we will also publish those videos and stuff up on Ignite. We'll have an Ignite playlist that we set up for everybody to go grab all of our Ignite stuff if you like.
Yeah, we'll try to give people as much heads up as we can. But some of these things are going to be a little ad hoc, like especially the Periscope stuff, right? We're just going to make sure we're going to find some time. And we'll try to tweet out in advance. But it's not going to be, you know, like 24 hours notice or anything like that. It might be an hour's notice or a couple of hours notice.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll let you know as soon as we can. Let you know. We'll have an update where, you know, after the show, we'll even recap everything where you can go find all the stuff that we did if you want to catch up on it and you happen to miss it. But it's really going to be, it's all going to be either on Twitter, on Facebook, or on our mailing list. That's how you'll find out about all of it. Another thing that we're going to do is we're going to have a bunch of short shows. We're going to call it the Ignite Wire. So I'm going to give everyone a big warning that the week of Ignite, we usually publish one thing on our podcast, one episode on our podcast, one per week. In the past, we've sometimes done two, maybe three things for a conference. I would not be surprised if you see a minimum of 5 things or a maximum of, say, 30 things coming across in the podcast that week. So we're going to have full-length episodes. We're going to have at least one to three full-length episodes that come out that week. CJ and I talking about like stuff that had actually happened that week, things that we're recording and publishing that week as well. That'll be us like, you know, recap the keynote or another piece that we'll talk about in just a minute. But another thing that you're going to see us do is that we're going to do these little short shows, like a little Ignite Wires. And so I'm going to be walking around with my mic. I've got a handful of vendors that I want to speak to. I love to speak to some customers and some listeners that are actually listening to the show and come up to me and tell me you listen to the show. Tell me what you like about it. We're going to try and record those and get anywhere from maybe a 5-minute show or a 10-minute show to where you can just pack it in and publish a couple of those a day.
Yeah, they'll be short, bite-sized things. Don't freak out. They're not going to be hour-long shows. You're not going to have 30-hour-long shows from the week or anything like that. It'll be bite-sized, consumable things. You can listen to 3 or 4 or 5 of them real quick and get through the top-tier news and interesting things going on at the show.
Yeah, and the idea here is that, you know, I know that you may look at it and say, oh my God, you're going to load up my phone with all these extra episodes. To me, I like it when companies do this or podcasts do this to where I get a lot of little stuff to where I can look and delete the show if it's like, oh, you're talking about Documentum. I don't care about Documentum. It's dead, right? No, I'm just kidding. We're going back there.
Kidding, not kidding. Yeah.
It's the circling the drain episode.
Yeah, and just nuke it off your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you can skip that or, you know, hey, if you're leading into it and you don't want us to turn up a bunch of stuff coming on your data on your phone coming, you can always say, don't download new shows automatically. Let me go manually download them. So here's your warning right now that that's coming.
Yeah.
Another thing too is that I'm going to take my GoPro with me and I'm going to try and maybe some of these short shows, we're going to try and get them on video as well. And so we will publish them out over the podcast. So you'll get the audio version of it. But in the show, I may mention that, hey, we did a video version of this and we'll put a link in the show notes to the video that we post up on YouTube of the little mini show that we share with everybody. So maybe there's 2 different ways you can get it. Again, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel if you like to do that.
Yeah, nice.
Another thing that we're going to do as well is we're going to do a meetup. Now, we're shooting to do a meetup sometime on Wednesday. How we're going to do this, CJ and I still aren't really sure. What we are not going to do is we're not going to go book like a bar or something like that and have like an open bar of stuff going on for the podcast. Hey, if a vendor wants to go through and say, you know, podcast, that the podcast is welcome to show up at their party where they got an open bar or something like that, yeah, we'll let you know about that. But right now, we're going to probably do a meetup sometime on Wednesday. When we figure out where we're doing it and how we're doing it and when it is, we will push that out. That will go out to our mailing list. It'll go out to Twitter. It'll go out to Facebook. We'll try and mention on one of the other shows that we have going out, but we'll mention it at some point on Wednesday.
We'll definitely be giving out stickers at that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have lots of stickers.
I honestly, maybe somebody could chime in if they think this is a good idea, but I think we should aim for something mid-afternoon, maybe coffee somewhere close by to the conference center, not too far a walk, something like that, rather than everybody's busy in the evenings with evening activities and stuff. And I think for a meetup like this, something during the day that we can all get together and have a chew the news and hand out stickers and discuss the show and stuff like that would be kind of cool. But if you've got ideas, definitely get in touch with us on Twitter.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Let us know. We'd love to hear what you have to think about. And I agree. I mean, there's too many. Every night is already booked with parties from different vendors doing different things. And I don't want to try to even come close to competing with those guys because there's no way. We're not going to have a budget to go buy a bunch of stuff for everybody. So that's not what we're trying to do. We just want to like-minded people getting together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, here's a big one. This is a big one for you and me. We've mentioned this already on the show. But at some point on Wednesday, right now we're told the time block is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. That's Eastern time on the East Coast of the U.S. So at some point in that block, we are doing a live show. It's going to be broadcast from Ignite. This is going to be hosted by the people at Ignite, by Microsoft, and it's going to be live stream or live broadcast out. We've got a link. We have a page up on our site. If you go to microsoftcloudshow.com/ignite2016, If you go there, you will see, now today, if you went today, the thing that's up there today, you may not see anything. You may just see a broken link to a video stream or whatever. And that's because the stream is not live yet. But when the stream goes live, it should be broadcast on that link that they're giving us. We've been told that in between the time of we're recording this and the time we do the show, we're supposed to be doing a test with them that we can actually see all this work. But the idea is that sometime, I think we're going to start between 10 and 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday of the week of Ignite. What is that going to be? That's the 28th, September the 28th. I think we're going to start sometime in that range, and we have an hour to record a show with them that's going to be broadcast and streamed out. You and I have got some things that we want to talk about on that show that we're going to cover, but there's a few things I want everybody just to know about with this. If you're going to be at Ignite, the way that this is going to be set up, if you've seen some of the other Channel 9 stuff that Microsoft has done at, say, Build or other Ignite shows, you know that the background is open. It's like you can see straight through the studio. And we would love to have a bunch of our listeners and fans of the show, man, show up in force and show, you know, be in the background there. We will interact with you, try to interact with you, and hopefully nobody sandbags us on a live show. But we would love to get to you. Now, the show, the way that it's going to be set up here, the way that the studio is set up is that what they've told us is it's going to be in the ballpark of the area. When you come up the escalator and you kind of look to your left or your right, there's going to be that spot where the studio is. Mm. They haven't told us exactly, but again, when we have the exact location, we know where it is. We'll push it on Twitter. Hey, here's where we're going to be. And maybe even leading up to our recording, we'll do like a Periscope or a Facebook Live and just kind of say, hey, look, here's the pre-show getting ready and blah, 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 kind of stuff.
Absolutely. We'll do a little lead-in and give everybody a reminder every couple of hours or something before the show. And when we're getting ready to go live, we'll kick out a couple of tweets as well. I'm pumped about this. I think this is going to be, we discussed doing a live show before. We haven't organized it outside of the conference, and the conference approached us and said, hey, that we've got this opportunity for podcasters. Do you want to participate? And we were like, hell yes. And so they're organizing the stream, which we're obviously very thankful for. It's video stream as well as audio, right? So
yep.
We'll be broadcasting it and then pumping it through our regular channels as well for those that can't tune in live from whatever time zone they're in or what have you. But it's kind of an experiment for us. No pressure, right? There's no do-overs. This is live out to the internet. So it'll be quite different for us.
Yeah, it definitely will. We have a couple of plans of things we want to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we've seen at Ignite, some of the big trends that we've seen, maybe some interesting things we've seen from vendors and partners on the floor. We love to have some of the people who are listening to the show in the backdrop for us. We'll cover some of the big trends, probably talk a little bit about Hyperfish. But the other thing too that, you know, that I want to encourage everybody to do is that, you know, we have a few questions. We're not gonna, when we say we're gonna do a live show, you're gonna see us record a show live. But when we say live show, we're not gonna bring a bunch of guests on the show and everything at that time, because frankly, the way the logistics that we've been told, the logistics are not gonna be conducive to that. So what we're doing is that if you have a question that you'd like to submit and have CJ and I record it and be part of the show, and we answer it live on the show, send it in. We've got ways to do it. The end of the show, it talks about how you can do it. Send it to us as text. We'll definitely do that. But the show is also going to be recorded very soon after the live show. We're going to take the recording. The video will be posted on our YouTube channel, and it will also be broadcast out as a full live show, or as a full show, as a normal podcast episode that we push out there as well. So I'm not sure what episode number it's going to be. It kind of depends on how Monday through Wednesday go.
Yeah.
But it will be out there as the live show. So you'll see, you know, we'll have the title in there, like Live from Ignite, to where you can go get the audio from that show if you want to listen to it as well.
Yeah, perfect. And if you listen to things on the Monday in the keynote, from either in the morning keynote, or I think there's also an evening keynote with Satya, if you have questions after that, we'd love to get those. Because the live recording will be on the Wednesday. So we've got plenty of time to get your questions in from news that comes out at Ignite.
Absolutely. Or maybe questions that you've seen us, things, you know, partners we walked into during the live, the Facebook Live or the Periscope things, or any of the other episode that we released earlier in the week. I mean, that's ideally, we want questions from things that are time sensitive or time,
contextual.
They're contextual to Ignite. Yeah. So we've got some other questions already in the bag that we can go ahead and fish out from some listeners that we can use. But yeah.
I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, that's really cool. I'm pumped about this.
I really am. But everything that we're talking about doing here is going to be a lot of fun. And I tell you, I have one more thing that I'm going to ask everybody. And you and I didn't talk about this in our pre-show here. But one of the big reasons that I'm going to Ignite as well is that CJ and I are really, if you can't tell, since I'd say March or April, CJ and I have really tried to level up with the podcast. We've had a bigger Twitter push, a bigger Facebook push. We've been buying ads on Facebook and on Twitter. Not a ton. We did sign one sponsor, But one of the big things that I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get a couple more companies sponsor the podcast and to get more help and having a little more revenue coming in from the show, because we have a great problem. And the fact that we have a great characteristic of our show is that our listeners, we don't get a lot of negative feedback from our show. We get tons of positive feedback, which is great, right? It's flattering. And one of the things we would like to do is we would like to reach out to more and reach more people to get it to have that bigger audience and let more people know about the show and what they're doing. The only way you really do that is to get in front of them. And the way, actually, that costs money, right? Because you want to do ads on different things, different mediums, that costs money. And all of this, we do all of this really out of the, it's called the goodness of our own hearts, with some help from our sponsor, Valid.nl.
Absolutely.
And what we want to do is we want to try and pick up a few more sponsors. So if you or your company, if you're with your company and you're interested in helping us out, and you're interested in sponsoring us, we will have, I'll have some information with me on some details about our listeners, about our, not, don't worry, I don't have any crazy details about our listeners, but I have things like demographics and numbers and where they're coming from. And 88% of the people that are on our podcast engage with us and stuff like that. So that you get, you know, dedicated listeners. It's a great opportunity to get in front of people right now, right? You know, hey, the podcast is as far as sponsorships go, we're a bargain as it goes right now. So we're hopefully that won't be the case in a few months. So now's the time to get in. We're at the bottom.
It's only up from here.
So we got some very favorable rates. I've done some research and talked to some big podcasts and find out what they charge. So we are definitely very favorable. We're very fair in terms of, favorable to the sponsor, not so favorable to us.
Yeah.
But let me know. We'd love to reach out to you and have a, you know, sit down. I got a few companies I was already planning on talking to, but I'd love to talk to more. And we talk to people from all over the world. Our listeners are from all over the world. 50-50 pretty much split on identifying between dev and IT pro. Dedicated listeners, over 80% of our listeners listen to every single show and getting links out to them and everything. We get a lot of interaction from our listeners. So you guys that are listeners, please show up for the live show that are going to be at Ignite. Please talk about us on Facebook when you see this, or and on Twitter when you see us talking about stuff on Facebook and Twitter at Ignite. Retweet it, like it, share it, push that. Help us push that stuff out. Help us get the word out, because we're trying to get to a bigger audience to do more stuff here. And we hopefully have some really cool interviews lined up as well with some people specifically from Microsoft, but also some vendors that are really cloud related. We might have a few surprises of people that we actually get on the show here too.
Excellent. That sounds awesome. We're in for a big week, that's for sure.
Yeah, we started the show. Exactly. We started this episode circling the drain a little bit, but this is a big note that we're coming on.
We're finishing much better than we started. Yeah. Nice. I'm pumped about Ignite. I think it's going to be a super busy week. Obviously, I've got all the Hyperfish stuff going on as well. It's awesome that you're going to be able to be there for the week as well and crank out this content. We can't wait to meet people. I always am so jazzed when I'm walking around at a conference and somebody comes up to me and goes, hey, I listened to the show. And it just blows my mind that A, anybody listens, and B, that people we end up in the same place at the same time and able to say hi. It's pretty cool. So we're looking forward to doing it all again.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yeah.
So, hey, I mean, that's a wrap for everything that we're going to do here. I guess we got a couple picks here that we want to do as well, don't we?
Yeah, sounds good. I have one.
You have one? Man, that is lame.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Just one?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, spending too much time on Reddit this week. Let's put it that way.
All right, man. So I'll let you go with your pick first.
FakeNameGenerator.com.
I love that site.
Oh, you know about this?
Of course I do.
Okay, awesome. So when you want to create a fake 500,000 person Azure Active Directory and on-premises AD that syncs to Azure AD using AD Connect, this is the website I got my data from.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so it's pretty sweet. You can bulk order identities, and you can get them in a CSV or an Excel workbook or a SQL database even, bunch of different things, tab delimited, all that. You can pick what sort of region you want the names to come from, the age demographics, the genders, the fields that you want to include. So it could be, they've got fields like gender, name, title, given name, middle name, surname, street address, state. But then they've got really interesting ones like mother's maiden name, credit card type, credit card expiration number, all sorts of things, vehicle, occupation, and they generate all this stuff. They'll spit out 50,000 at a time. So you got to, and you could do three of them at the same time. So you can get 150 at a time, and you've got to do it a few times to get to 500,000. But anyway, I did it, and it works pretty well. And you download these files, and then I've got a PowerShell script that I run to pull them all into Active Directory, which then takes days. But actually generating the names is pretty sweet. And fake data is really hard. And this was the best place I found to get fake people data.
So any chance that all this fake data is coming from, like, say, Adobe and Dropbox and the people that have been hacked and pawned over the last few years? I'm kidding. I talked to someone. I had a conversation with someone recently, and they're like, going, "I need a lot of fake personal data." And the guy goes over and he goes, "Just take the extract from Adobe, or take the extract."
Oh, brutal!
Like, oh my god!
Brutal. No, well, they do call out that all of the credit card numbers that they generate and the expiration numbers and the things are all totally just randomly generated BS, basically. So I don't think they're doing anything shifty like that. But
no, I don't either.
It's not a bad idea.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah, I think you can pay to get more names at a time. But if you're a cheapie like me, you're limited to 150,000 at a time.
Gotcha. So I had three picks, but believe it or not, one of my picks actually has disappeared from the time we started the show to right now. It's already been pulled off of YouTube.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you would have loved it.
It was that sketchy? Okay.
No, it wasn't even sketchy. I'm not sure why it got pulled, but it's called Astronauts Falling on the Moon. And it's a video of a bunch of astronauts that were on the moon from NASA that when they were like, yeah, they were doing stuff on the moon, and they kind of fall over, and then them trying to get themselves up and trying to snap their legs over to, yeah, you know, to kind of right themselves up on the moon.
Because let's just say the spacesuits are not exactly stress.
No, they're not. And you could see like someone was like on their back, and they lean up on their shoulders and then try and fling themselves up to get enough kind of momentum, yeah, going up, and they're having like stick it. It was a trip, but it's gone.
Yeah, that sounds funny. I would have liked to see that.
That was my missed pick.
It's like cat videos for geeks.
Well, I hate cats, so cats have to be burning for me to like the video. But that's like...
Oh, dear.
Back to my
sorry, Peter.
I am a cat hater. Your cat's kind of cool, though. He didn't make me sneeze and swell my eyes up.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Okay, I got one for us. This one is this one's related to stuff you and I do. It's about Docker, and it's called Composerize, and basically allows you to take a Docker run command, paste it into a little input box, and it turns around and generates the Docker Compose file from all the stuff that you put in there, like ports and volumes and all that other stuff.
Interesting.
To me, it's very cool. I would actually like to switch it around and go the other way as well, but they don't do that today. So
that'd be kind of sweet. The other way around would be nice too, because I can never remember the command line stuff for it all.
Oh, no, me neither. So composerize.com. Hey, you talking about the command line stuff. If you are on OS X and you use Homebrew, there are a couple completions for both Docker and Docker Compose that you can install to get like tab completions for those commands.
Nice.
So I just found those recently. I'm going to put a blog post of those soon.
Yeah, that'd be very helpful.
Here's another one too for all you people who are Raspberry Pi heads. This is called the Pi Bakery. So PiBakery.org. This is a little utility. The screenshot is an OS X utility. I haven't seen if they do anything for Windows or anything. I don't think they do. Actually, they do. Sorry. They have Mac, Windows, and you can just grab the source from GitHub. But it's a little visual thing for you to kind of to do a little workflow. So the one they show here is you can say, you know, on every boot, run VNC server on port 5901 and then run the Python file X as user root. Or you can have another one that says, on first boot, set password to MyPass, set up the Wi-Fi with this network name and password and type, install a VNC server with this password, and then download this Pi file and save it to here. So it's a way for you to kind of build like a little setup script for your Raspberry Pi. And then you write it to your SD card and pop it in your Raspberry Pi and ta-da, you're all good.
That's cool. It's kind of like a configurator type thing.
Yeah, it is. A visual configurator. It's really
looks
cool.
Like it uses the Scratch style programming layout with the blocks and stuff.
That's what I was trying to. I know I had seen that and I knew it was that MIT project. I couldn't remember the name of it. So
Scratch.
Yeah, so you can have a startup bit. You can list programs, settings, network, and other configuration as well, like running script files and stuff. So
that's cool. I need to use that for our big DevOps flashy thing in the office.
Yeah,
but that we use for our build progress and stuff. Yeah.
So right now, is it mostly flashing blues and greens, or you got some reds going today?
It looks all green right now, but...
As you crane your neck around.
Yeah. Actually, we just did a reshuffle in the office in terms of who's sitting where, and I don't have a direct line of sight to the big flat DevOps flashy thing, so I'm going to need to move it.
That's not good for the CTO.
No, exactly. I need to be able to scream when it goes red, right? Is that how it works? Go. Yeah.
You need to put a couple of pies together, cluster them up, put a swarm on them, and have it all run with a using Docker.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, I've got better things to do right now, thanks.
Yeah, I figured.
Like shipping.
Ship it.
Ship it.
All right. So, hey, man, you got anything else you want to share with our listeners on the show?
No, I just summarize again. I'm pumped about Ignite. I hope to see a bunch of you there. We've got a whole lot of interesting stuff in store. It's going to be the biggest show, I think, the biggest week we've done for the podcast yet. And I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, me too. I'm thrilled about it. I'm really excited and a little intimidated, a little overwhelmed already. But of everything we just shared, that doesn't include all the meetings that I'm supposed to be having and get lined up for interviews at the podcast and stuff. So
it's going to be a busy week.
Hey, I guess the last bit too. If there's somebody at the show that you would like to hear come on the show, maybe it's an attendee, maybe it's a speaker, maybe it's somebody from the expo hall, like one of the vendors from the expo hall, reach out to us, let us know. We'll go seek them out and we'll see if we can't get them on the record and get them on the show a little bit.
Definitely. We'll go hunting.
There we go. I like that. hunting we will go.
We'll walk around with a microphone and tap people on the shoulder. Be awesome.
There we go. Yeah, I hope that works for like getting sponsors. If I can just take the microphone and tap them, like sponsor, sponsor, sponsor.
Your turn. Start talking.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome.
All right, dude. So I guess next time I see you is probably going to be in Ignite. So until then, ship it.
I'm looking forward to Hotlanta.
There we go. It's hot, man.
See you there.
Cool. Did you like this episode? Send us a tweet about it and drop us a 5-star review in iTunes. Word of mouth recommendations are the most effective ways for us to grow the show. We'd really appreciate it. If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text. We'll record it as a WAV or an MP3 and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. Our theme music is an excerpt from Evaporated Air by Monk Turner, used under Creative Commons. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and the Google Play Store by searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find show notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook, searching for Microsoft Cloud Show, or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. And finally, sign up to our mailing list by heading to our website and entering your email to interact with us, participate in upcoming interviews, and other cool stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.